Well, good morning. It's 7:05 on 7/5, 18. July the 5th, 2018. It's 7:05 in the morning. What a coinkydink. I didn't plan it that way because I can't plan that far ahead that accurately. But I'll take it. So, yeah, yesterday was a good day. I picked up my 5K. 5K is my target for riding day. 6K a day is, that's a gravy target. I've got about 6K left to go to my 100,000 for this book. And the plot is coming together. The story is tying up now quite nicely. I'm going to have to fix some things in the second draft, but that's what the second draft is for. It was a hot day yesterday, but it was pretty low trauma. It was pretty low key. Both the kids were gone. I guess still one is in California. The other one up to Estes Park around mid-morning to see the fireworks, and hasn't come back yet. The traffic was apparently very bad. So they just crashed overnight up there. They'll be back this morning. There's school to be had later. But the upshot was that I got a fair amount of uninterrupted writing time. It's a very quiet day. I gotta make some calls today. The air conditioning is not working quite up to snuff. There are a couple things I need to do. One is replace the filter. See if that makes a difference. It's not supposed to be terribly hot today. It's, you know, middle 80s, which is barely warm enough for it to come on today. We've got all the windows open at 60 something ambient, 64, 66, somewhere in there. It's cool, dry, relatively dry morning. Given the amount of noise I heard last night, I'm surprised how little trash I'm finding in the walk. Maybe when I get down around where there are more people, I will find more litter. Usually, on July 5th, I usually find a lot of exploded stuff. Bottle rocket sticks. Little plastic caps from the rockets. Surprising little of it. Surprisingly little, I guess is the right word. A little breeze. Oh, I'll take it. It just came up. Well, I just noticed it. I don't know how long it's been here. I've been sort of wandering around in my brain thinking about what do I have left to wrap up. I'm at like 94,000 and change for this story. And my target is always 100,000 words. So as soon as I can find the ending here and get it wrapped up, because there's a lot of things that I have to wrap up yet, this book is, well, if I get 6,000 words today, I could wrap it up today. I've already had one sprint. It was a long one. It was like almost 40 minutes. It wasn't, the first one of the day is always short. And one thing all of this obsessive record keeping is helping me with is making me understand what the daily flow looks like. The first one of the day is always short. So less than 1,000 words an hour. 37 minutes, I didn't get very many words. On average, across 3 or 4 hours of work over the course of the day, the average comes up to be between 1,200 and 1,400 words per hour. So 400 words in 20 minutes is 100 words every 5. Get ready to say it with me. Post. So over on average, and the thing is, it doesn't work that way. Well, I will write 5 minutes and I will get 100 words. No, no. I will sprint for 25 minutes and get 450, 420, 400, something like that. So the key is, as always, button, chair, finger on keys. There's a stub of a firecracker. It's the first one I spotted. A nice cool breeze right in my face. So the key is to do a lot of sprints, and the sprints are key. Because there are short periods of time where I can voluntarily shut off distractions. It doesn't always work. There are times when there's a lot of stuff going on around me in the house, and I start a sprint, a well-meaning sprint of 20 to 25 minutes, and get interrupted 6 minutes in because of reasons. But for the most part, if I start a sprint, I can usually keep it for at least 20 minutes. More frequently, 25. I can do 25 sprints. And while a sprint for 400 words doesn't seem like very many words, if you do enough of them, and yesterday I did 10, done as many as 12. 12 of those sprints in a day is, 12 in a day is like 6,000 words. 10 is an easy 5. If I start early in the morning and I have a couple of hours where I do them back to back. So I'll start at 9 o'clock, say, and do a sprint for 25 minutes. And then take a 5-minute break, fill a coffee cup, take a leak, reset the timer, and start again at 9:30. Well, that's only 25 minutes. That's going to be about 500 words. It's only about 1,000 words in an hour. It's going to be a little more because it's going to be 520 or maybe, if I'm lucky, 550. And those little bits add up over the course of the day. So the magic here is, one, the timekeeping. Doing the sprints. Doing a lot of sprints. It's not, has been my past practice. It's not sitting down and grinding for 3 hours. And then being frustrated when I can't get 3 hours in a row, or 2 hours in a row, or 30 minutes in a row. Thank you. lots of little bites. And it's not thinking about it, which is sort of an odd thing. Just go across the street, maybe people come. It's like the walk. The time for the walk comes and I don't think about it. I don't think, am I going to walk today? I don't think, do I feel strong enough to walk today? I don't think about it, period. It's, okay, it's time to walk, put on your boots, let's go. It's not, there's no question. There's no decision to make. I need to walk today. I need the exercise. I need to get the blood moving. I need some thinky time so that I can think about the story, my morning meditation. Getting two meditations in a day is highly advantageous. In terms of A, keeping a meditation string going, and B, keeping the walking string going. I gotta update my calendar because I'm 3 or 4 days behind on that. I've got a book that I need to start the formatting process on here. It's been on my to-do list for a week. Today I have to do something on it, so. Perhaps I'll get to that today, perhaps I'll wait till tomorrow when the book is finished. Good morning again. Nice lady I met earlier in the loop. Alright, well, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.